I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. I have already talked about Isabel and her miraculous recovery from near extinction. And at around the same time, towards the end of 2013, Rachel also came to see me. And in some ways, her depression experience and current situation had parallels with Isabel. The main similarity that struck me was that Rachel also saw herself as a capable person, as indeed she was. And so depressions did not happen to her. And then when it apparently did, the shock was even greater. For Rachel, there had been medical problems concerning her shoulder that the NHS just could not seem to deal with. And this was allied to chronic problems around her main relationship and at work. She was a very committed social worker, yet the defensiveness and politicization of the Rook job created great additional pressures, while at the same time denying her the opportunity for real job satisfaction. As far as was possible, Rachel was taking things into her own hands. She had gone private in dealing with her shoulder, and she was seeing me, having given up on the NHS, and despite very unwillingly continuing with medication. And she had taken leave of absence from work. Now, to do such a thing can be a mixed blessing, as it encourages time for rumination and worry. And this was what was happening to Rachel. Additionally, there were some emotional memories around a previous period of medical emergency that was exacerbating emotional arousal and feelings of being out of control. Rachel took a little longer to recover, a matter of a couple of months. I believe that this was because there were aspects to her life that did need to be changed. And in theory, she could not even begin this until her sleeping and dreaming were improving. In practice, of course, it is never as cut and dried as that. And quite early on, we were both thinking about how she might change her situation, notably to get greater job satisfaction. And so Rachel began to recover. It was not one thing, but an accumulation of things. We worked on her becoming less fearful of being on her own, as her partner faded from the scene. She began to explore changing her work and maybe even going it alone in some form. And so as her sleep improved, a virtuous circle began to get underway. Within a couple of months, she had turned her emotions around. She was sleeping well and getting her life sorted. And her depression had gone.